All Business Media presents the Professionals Roundtable. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable with CJ McCall. Exclusively on All Business Media.
Welcome back to the Professionals Roundtable here at ABM FM, where it's all business all the time. Today on the program, over the phone from LA, California, we have a licensed marriage and family therapist. You can check out her website. It is mkcochero.com. That's the letter M as in Mary, K, C-O-C-H-A-R-O.com. Mary Kay, welcome to the show.
Thank you, CJ. Good morning.
So please share with us a little bit about your work. What exactly do you do?
Well, as you said, I'm a licensed marriage and family therapist in Los Angeles. I've been here working for about 29 years. Prior to that, I was a licensed professional counselor in Texas. I also have advanced certifications, two of them, in fact, in working with couples. One of them is Imago Relationship Therapy. Some of our listeners probably know about Imago through the work of Harville Hendricks and all the appearances he's made on the Oprah Winfrey Show. And I'm also certified in Encounter Center Couples Therapy. I offer couple sessions to counseling sessions to couples, as well as private and group intensives for couples, and I also do workshops.
So before we delve a little deeper into your work, share with us something about your background. What first inspired you to help others?
Well, that's an interesting journey, as most careers are. I started out as an employment recruiter in the oil industry in Denver, Colorado, and what I found was that I was actually not making very much money because I was less concerned with getting these people jobs as I was interested in their stories and what it is they were looking for in their careers. And I realized I was kind of being a psychologist without a license. So I decided I probably should get out of that field pretty quickly, and I went to graduate school. I've just been really interested in people and what makes them tick, and about relationship dilemmas in particular. And I've been doing this for 30 years, so clearly I made the right choice because I'm very passionate about the work. And I've been able to teach and train and supervise other up-and-coming marriage and family therapists. And about 6 years ago now, CJ, I formed a collaborative practice here in Los Angeles called the Conversation Group. And we're an open and safe space for individuals and couples and families to get help with the challenges in their lives. There's a group of us, and we all kind of do a different part of the work. I'm the couples specialist. I don't really work very much with individuals, but I do train associates in the field as they're becoming licensed. And then a particular passion of mine is premarital counseling. I offer workshops to engaged couples to help them set the foundation of their marriage. And I love that population because they're helpful and they're really doing something important to avoid being divorced in the future.
Now, take me through your approach to a brand new client. What's the first step for you?
Well, I offer a 15-minute complimentary phone session where I get both of them on the phone so that we can really have a collaborative conversation around what they're looking for and how I might be able to help them. I would say most of the time, couples are really looking to learn some tools. Their communication has broken down, they're fighting a lot, they're arguing, or possibly in reverse, they are so disengaged with one another, they've really begun to live parallel lives, and they're longing for that essential connection and intimacy that brought them together in the first place. So after that 15-minute complimentary phone session, we determine if it's a good fit, if what they're looking for is something I know how to do, and most of the time it is, and then they end up in my office for 90 minutes. I don't do anything shorter than 90 minutes because I really believe it's important to, not be watching the clock and get into something you can't possibly do anything about. So many couples come to me and say, yeah, that last therapist, we just started, and then the clock ticked out, and they said, done, and we weren't done. So I do 90-minute sessions, I do two-hour sessions, three-hour sessions, and I also have something called a private intensive where couples come for two full days, two eight-hour days, and it really affords us the opportunity to go deeply into what they need to grow and what they need to heal in their relationship so that they can go home and feel like they've got some power and some skills to really repair what's been hurting.
Why does it seem that when couples are seeking help, they don't seek help until it's almost too late?
Yeah, that's an interesting statistic, and it still amazes me when I realize that the average amount of time couples wait to get help after they recognize there's a problem is 6 years.
Wow.
That statistic is fascinating in and of itself. And so I think that there's not so much in Los Angeles. I can tell you people are pretty therapy savvy in Los Angeles. You know, it's kind of like people go to dinner parties and they talk about who's their hairdresser and, you know, who's their therapist. But I do know that nationally it's difficult for people to get to therapy. There's some stigma to it. They think, you know, well, if I got to go to therapy, then I'm clearly just with the wrong person, and that is so not true. You know, it really is just a question of recognizing that you're on this journey, this adventure called marriage, and it's a very difficult adventure to go on without the proper tools, and a good marriage therapist can really help guide you and put you on the right track and teach you some tools that you need. It's kind of like, what would you go on an adventure out into the jungle without anything in your backpack to help you survive? And yet people do that all the time with marriage. They think because we love each other, that's all it's going to take. And of course we know that love is grand. It gets us to make the commitment and get into the marriage, but it's certainly not enough to make it viable and strong.
Now, Mary Kay, before we run out of time on the show here, what do you got going on currently and for the future? Anything in the works?
Absolutely, and I'm so excited about 2018 because I've been doing couples workshops for many years, you know, two-day and one-day even workshops in Los Angeles, and this year I'm taking them on the road. I'm creating a very special couples retreat. It's going to be held in lovely, relaxed settings. And it's going to be a place for couples to rejuvenate and reconnect to the love that brought them together. We're going to couple some hard work with some fun and some relaxation. Most of the couples I work with in Los Angeles are running like crazy. It's a very busy culture here. Everybody's working two jobs and has got children. And it's just a very difficult thing to take that break and to turn towards one another and to be fully present for the relationship. And full presence is what creates safety and connection for people. So I'm really excited about that. In fact, I'm facilitating a couples group intensive. So that's a small setting, like 4 to 6 couples in Montecito, California, next month on February 24th and 25th. And then my dream, really, that I'm putting out on the horizon today is to keep moving further and further from home. So we'll start in Montecito and maybe go up north into Northern California, and then by the end of the year I hope to have something going in a fabulous resort, maybe in Mexico or Costa Rica or Italy or the moon. I'm not sure yet where we're going, but I really am dreaming big this year because I think that in addition to sitting in a room really working on a relationship for a weekend, couples also need to get away and have that wellness factor, you know, the massage and the yoga, and I'm hoping to put that all together for couples.
All right, very exciting. And how could our listeners reach out or make contact?
Well, the easiest way is to go through the website, which I appreciate you mentioned in the beginning. Individuals can email me through the website, and also my telephone number in Los Angeles is 310-828-2624. Either way is good. Emails are sometimes the modern way to go, but I'm happy to hear from people however they want to call me or email me.
All right. Fantastic. Mary Kay, thank you so much for coming on today.
Well, thank you for the opportunity. Have a wonderful day, CJ.
And thank you to our listeners as well. This is the Professionals Roundtable, all business media. We'll be right back.